Hey there, friends. It's Nick, and this is episode 420 of the Story Hacker podcast. And I've got to be honest, I'm feeling a little bit nervous, a little bit fluttery in my tummy. I'm recording this on Tuesday, the 3rd of November, 2020, which is, of course, the day of the US elections. Now, we won't know the result until well after this podcast is out tomorrow, but you know, obviously, I'm British. I'm standing here in Blighty. I have no political skin in this game, really, except that. In common with many people here, and I'm guessing many people around the world, I'm looking on with some degree of nervousness to see what happens. And that's because, for me, whatever you think of Donald Trump's politics, his kind of core beliefs, well, certainly I hate the way that he has conducted himself as President of the United States. I hate the way he has marginalised and discredited the institutions of the United States and stoked division and resentment, fanned the flames, I suppose you'd say, of mistrust and distrust across the country. And it's because, obviously, he is in some sense a sort of a flag bearer for all the would-be tin pot dictators out there. And I'm really hoping I was saying to a friend last night, you know, I've been lucky enough to meet a lot of Americans in my life. And I think without exception, they've all been lovely, lovely people. And I think I'm really hopeful. This is what I hope. I think that all of the many decent Republicans who voted for Trump and have seen him really remake the Republican Party in his own image and drag it away from what I think, you know, again, whatever you think of their politics, I think they had a moral centre, and I fear that's lost at the moment. What I'm hoping is that many of those decent people who can now really, really, after 4 years, see what Trump is and what he's done, cast their vote in the other direction, this time at least, to try and just show the world that America isn't just heading, you know, kind of down a very, very dark path. And partly, I suppose, partly the reason I take it personally is because in a sense, you know, I spend a lot of time thinking about how we can use storytelling, obviously, to improve our kind of message. And I've talked before on this podcast about how, like, as with anything, these tools, these techniques can be used for good or ill. They can be used for light or dark, for positive or negative. And I think it's very obvious to me that so many of these tools and techniques, I mean, not from me, obviously, but just in general, you know, one of the things that has defined these last 4 years is the sort of the tussle over not just the interpretation of facts, but the facts themselves. And again, we've talked about this on the podcast before. And, you know, in the last episode, I talked about creating conspiracy theories and how easy it is, if you're prepared to tell a lie, if you're prepared to make things up, to get attention, to get traction, to get virality. You know, and I'm not saying it doesn't happen on both sides, but I think a fish rots from the head, doesn't it? And the particular head that America has had over the past 4 years, I think has taken the country down a dark path. And as I say, you know, that it's in some sense, it's a model and an inspiration to other people who might want to do the same. Anyway, I may be feeling fluttery, but I've updated my iPhone wallpaper today, because, as again, one of the things I've said in the past is how important it is for me, I've got a terrible memory, so the important thing it is for me to kind of relearn things and rethink things from time to time. And one of the things I've done today is update my iPhone wallpaper with three words, which are really the kind of the core principles, I guess, of the sort of the Stoic philosophy. And those words are perception, action, and acceptance. So how we perceive the things that happen around us, how we choose to interpret them, will make a huge difference to how we feel moment to moment and our life overall. Because I'm not expecting Trump to win, based on all the data. But if he does win, I'm also not going to let it ruin the next 4 years. It's about how we perceive what goes on around us. It's not the event, it's how we perceive the event, right? The second thing is action. Whatever happens, once we've got our perception sorted out, we need to take the right action in every moment. This is what Marcus Aurelius says. You know, take the action you know needs taking. Deal with the obstacle in front of you. And then the last one, of course, is acceptance, which goes to the kind of amor fati, love fate idea that I've talked about before on this podcast, which is that it is useful and helpful if we look at everything that happens to us as if it was meant to happen, it was destined to happen, it's a positive thing. I think it's Marcus Aurelius again who talks about how if we were told by a doctor to have an ice bath, we would take that discomfort, if not gladly, willingly, because it would make us better, for example. And he talks about how maybe the things that happen to us in life, they are prescriptions from nature, they are prescriptions from the gods. And if we look at them that way, we're much more likely to come out of those experiences stronger, more positive. And so we'll see what happens. But perception, action, and acceptance. If you can have those three things in your head, whatever happens in the next couple of days, you'll do better, probably. Thanks for listening. And remember, your story, your real story, means business.